Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 44 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode. It's about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about how you pick the tools that you use. Now, a tool is something that we assume is going to make us more effective or efficient at what we're doing. You think about a hammer. A hammer is going to make it significantly more effective when you're hitting things and you need them to go into some other thing. Imagine using the palm of your hand in the places that you'd use a hammer. Or what if you were to need to trim your lawn without a lawnmower? There are teeth. They would get worn down and full of worms. So we're very thankful that we have tools for those things. Tools take tasks that we need to do, and they make us more efficient and effective at them. So when you're picking tools for doing web development or whatever else, graphic design or application development or crocheting, you should pick the tools that make you more effective and efficient. Now, granted, that can't be the only metric because there may be some tools that make you more effective and efficient in purely utilitarian manners and take away the joy of doing what you're doing. So there's got to be some element of human satisfaction. But in the end, a tool is about doing a good job. It's allowing you to do whatever job it is that you're trying to accomplish in a more, I wish I had a term for it, because it's not just effective or efficient, it's also in a way that is more in line with your desired way of doing it, which probably will be with less wasted energy, with more joy. If it's a task that you hate doing, you're going to spend less time doing it, or a task where you know speed is of the essence, you're going to do it faster. Or if it's a task where, you know, you should imagine where it's enjoyable to do it standing up, for example, mowing the lawn, and it's less enjoyable to do it kneeled over using your teeth. Or, you know, like if your optimal way of mowing the lawn is not by getting worms in your teeth, then it's more optimal. Now, I guess the most optimal way would be sitting back, you know, sipping, you know, beverages of your choice by the pool while the lawnmower mowed itself. So in theory, unless you have some really great desire to, you know, push lawnmowers around, the most optimal tool would just do the job for you if it's some job you don't want to do. You know, there's different metrics that allow you to decide what tools are most useful for you. But in the end, if we're talking about the work that we do, I don't think any of us would look at it and just say, well, if I had tools that did all my work for me, I would just like to never work again. No, of course, it would be nice to never have to work again to be able to provide for your family. But in some way, there's some essence of what we're doing that we hopefully enjoy and we're hopefully fulfilled by and hopefully, you know, fulfills our need to actually be productive and creative. So if we're supposed to be productive and creative, we're supposed to enjoy what we're doing, but we're also supposed to be better abled, you know, at what we're doing by the tools that we have, then those should be some metrics that we're at least considering when we create work. I read something yesterday that was looking at the PHP frameworks that are available. And of course, I keep talking about this. And they were talking about how, you know, PHP has worked. It's allowed us to do many utilitarian things for many years. And it's, you know, yada, yada, yada. And you know what's bad about Laravel? It's bad because it's fun. PHP shouldn't be fun. And I'm like, okay, grandpa. Is your knee throbbing? Because I saw a storm coming. Like, yes, this was kicked off by that comment. No, it's not just about this particular situation. The tools that we choose should be chosen because they allow us to do our work in the way that we most desire. Do you like doing work in a way that is rote, repetitive, that requires the maximum amount of knowledge and experience so as to keep the newbies off of your lawn? Great. Pick a tool set. You know what? Write the code from scratch. Don't use any libraries or utilities or frameworks or something. You know, just sit there with your, you know, sit there with your old school PHP, you know, and your old school, you know, HTML, and, you know, yell at the kids with your cane. Are you trying to do great stuff? Are you trying to have fun? Are you trying to make your clients successful? Are you trying to enjoy your job and your work? Because I am. As such, I pick the tools that make me most capable of doing those things. I pick the JavaScript libraries that best allow me to create code that I'm not miserable maintaining later, that are least likely to have weird bugs that are going to make me come back to a project after I thought it was done, that are going to make my clients happy and for their customers to be able to rely on them. I'm going to pick the frameworks and front-end code and back-end code or whatever else that are tested and proven, that are a joy to work with, that end up with code that I understand and that I feel like other members of my team and people in the future will be able to come along with and say, oh, I understand what this is doing. I have the ability to make changes to this with minimal pain. I can add new features and it's not debilitating. So yeah, I'm going to pick a tool that gives me the opportunity to write code that way. I want to enjoy writing the code, and I want other people who come along to it to enjoy working with it, and I want the people who use the products that are created by my code to enjoy it as well. And I want to be able to make a little bit of money, so I don't want it to take forever. I don't want to have to be an expert on every single aspect of web application development. I don't want to know the nitty-gritty of how queue connections work. I just want my queues to work. I don't want the nitty-gritty of every single weird edge case in the database structure. I'd love to read the code, but I don't want to have to be the pro at that. I'm going to rely on other people to do that for me. I want to care about making great products, making my customers happy, making great websites, making my clients happy. And I want to have fun while I do it, and I want to create code bases that are maintainable and understandable and tested and reliable. I'm going to pick tools that allow me to do that, and I think you should do the same. Now, like I said, your priorities may be different than mine. Each of us has different priorities, but we shouldn't allow somebody else to tell us, you should be using this toolkit because it's what I'm really excited about right now. No, figure out what you're trying to do and get the tools that best equip you to do that. And it may be less, or it may be SAS. It may be Sublime Text, or it may be PHP Storm, it may be Vim. It may be Rails, it may be Laravel, it may be Zend, it may be Symfony. It may be Ember or Angular or React or Vue. Who cares? Figure out what you want to do. Get the tools that allow you to do it. Do a great job. Go home to your family or your cats or your video games or your side projects or all of the above. Don't let somebody else tell you what you can and can't do. I have strong opinions. Thank you for listening to the 5-Minute Geek Show. We're 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5. 5MinuteGeekShow.com, F-I-V-E. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, RSS. If you like the show, sit on your front porch with a cane, shaking it at the skies and telling the children who cross your yard, go get off my yard and listen to the 5-Minute Geek Show, you scurvies, because you're a pirate now, apparently. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5-Minute Geek Show.
Can you say 5-Minute Geek Show?
5-Minute Geek Show.
There you go. Good job, bud.
It's Kai on there.
Kai's on there. Can you say eat your peas, baby, 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 please?
Eat your peas, baby, baby, peach, baby.
Good job.